North of Mongolia, in the Russian Far East, there is a land of frozen steppes, herdsmen on horseback, wrestlers and shamans, and people who, when they sing from the heart, sing from the throat. This is the music of Tuva. Tuvan throat singers generate harmonic tones that create the effect of a one-man duet or trio. That's from a compact disc called Deep in the Heart of Tuva, Cowboy Music from the Wild East. It comes inside a small book by Ralph Layton about Tuva, the Tuvans, and their style of singing.
It's not exactly unique to Tuva, but it's practiced more widely within Tuva than anywhere else. It's definitely the center of throat singing. Tuvans have more ways of producing two notes at the same time than anybody else does. They sing it in more contexts, from sacred context to little lighthearted ditties to cowboy songs.
One of the tracks on the compact disc that you wrote the book for is a collection of styles of singing. And I wonder if you could take us through some of these styles and tell us what, in fact, the singer is doing or what that's called in Tuva when he uses this particular technique.
Well, here he's sending his voice through his nose as well as his mouth to create the rhythm. Now he's doing a deep, low style called rattling style or kargira. Sometimes I call it the Popeye the Sailor style. This is great. This is like from outer space. This singer, Oleg Kular, is flying into the cosmos at this point. And now he's put on the whistling style, but it's not real whistling, it just sounds like whistling.
Some of those sounds, the whistling sound, obviously not seeing him perform, a lot of people will assume that there's an instrument at work here or that there's a second person providing accompaniment of some sort. But it's not. It's just him.
That's right. And in fact, in the 50s, when the first group went out of Tuva, they went to Moscow to participate in a student festival. The contestants from Tuva were awarded the first prize for this kind of throat singing, but only after they opened their mouths for inspection, were made to drink some liquid and eat a little bit, and then sing again, because the judges were sure that there was something that they were concealing inside their mouth or throat to produce the extra tone.
That's the equivalent of nothing up my sleeve here.
Nothing down my throat.
No amplifier hidden inside my tonsils somewhere.
That's right.
One of the singers who's included in this compact disc is actually an 11-year-old boy, I believe, who's obviously learned this style of singing in childhood.
A little boy, Shakhtar Shulban, reportedly learned how to sing by listening to it on the radio and seeing it on TV. And it just shows that kids can pick it up without too much trouble when they're uninhibited.
To some extent, I guess, whenever people sing in whatever style, they're making a different kind of sound than the sound when they speak. But this kind of singing seems to be remarkably different from a spoken voice, isn't it? I mean, it's almost as if I'm trying to imagine the sound of this 11-year-old boy singing coming out of his body. And it must almost look as if there's another spirit inside him that's making these very powerful, deep, grinding sounds.
I like your use of the word spirit, because I believe that shamans may have developed these vocal techniques to do just that, to create a very powerful effect to show that there is something else in their body that's coming out at this moment. There are a few people who do speak with some of these vocal techniques, but they're really not aware of it. I've even noticed President Clinton once in a while, when his voice gets a little gravelly, he's just on the edge of throat singing. Mm-hmm, he would be a good candidate to learn how to throat sing. And also, I remember one of my favorite DJs.
Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman, have mercy, baby, this is Wolfman Jack.
Right. Now, he was right on the edge of throat singing. All he had to do was add a little, and he would have had it. I wish I could have taught it to him.
How good are you at throat singing?
Well, it's sort of like in the shower stuff, but it's mainly when I'm driving down the freeway. It's actually kind of fun. You get your voice tuned in with the motor going, and you can do a lot, and you don't bother anybody. If I could, I'd like to suggest listening to track 4, because it's, to me, one of the most remarkable examples of throat singing, and just has so much in it that you could listen to this for years on a deserted island and still have plenty to listen to.
Now we'll be hearing Urzak Khunashtar Ul. Is that close?
Pretty good. Yeah, Urzak Khunashtar Ul.
You describe him in your notes as the Caruso of Tuva.
Yes, he's got an absolutely amazing voice, and also the imagery that he can produce. If you see a horseman flying across the steppe, when you hear those sounds, it's absolutely amazing. And it took me a year or so before I could hear 3 tones, and it took another year to hear the 4th tone, and I'm now working on hearing a 5th tone, because I'm sure there's one buried in there somewhere.
Ralph Layton's CD and book are called Deep in the Heart of Tuva. Some of the musical selections illustrate how throat singing has stepped out of its traditional roles. We'll leave you with this example of Tuvan punk. Eat your heart out, Leonard Cohen.